Hello, I'm Stephanie Comas. Today is the 3rd of April. I'm here with Jason. He's an immigrant. He came illegally crossing the Mexican border 15 years ago. We're going to talk about the process of coming into the U.S. and how it's been since then. So, hi, Jason. Thank you for being here. Welcome, and how's your day going?
Thank you, Stephanie. My name is Jason Aldano. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, earlier you told me you came here 15 years ago. You were 12 years old. Tell me more about this.
So, I was 12 years old when my mom and my aunt decided to pursue the American dream. It took us 5 days to cross over to Guatemala. We were handed fake documents where we then met with a coyote, who were going to take us to Mexico.
So when this happened, where was your dad at the time?
My dad was never really a part of my family. And my mom's boyfriend, which he stayed back, and he also didn't really like the idea of coming to the U.S. They just decided not to come and be there to support us.
Okay, if it doesn't bother you, Jason, I'd like to know more details about the process of coming into the U.S., like, what was it like to come? What obstacles did you guys face?
So, coming into Mexico, and the 5 days that we traveled to Guatemala, we really had no place to stay. We were just, you know, going from house to house, trying to find shelter until the last two nights, someone offered us a place to stay and food. And we were very grateful because my mom was pregnant with my younger brother at the time. And, we were just very grateful for that.
So this person that you talk about, this coyote, how was him? What was his name? What was he like?
Well, when we first had heard about the coyote, we heard rumors that he had raped a bunch of women, and he was very, he had very odd behavior.
Okay.
And, he just made our time in Guatemala very, very unfun.
So did your family encounter a relationship with him or any member of the group? Like, how many people were in that group with you guys?
There was 20 of us in total, including my aunt and my mom.
And did he encounter any relationship with any of them?
He tried to get in talks with my mom, and I was very young, but I couldn't really understand what was happening. But I noticed that one night, he kind of walked into the room and picked her up and dragged her out of the room. And the next morning, I had a feeling that I knew what had happened. And my mom didn't really want to talk. She was just in tears with my aunt. And it's just something very horrific that, till this day, I can't sleep.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear what had happened. I know that a lot of times these guys always try to take advantage of women because they know how vulnerable they are, especially if she's pregnant and with a son of 12 years old. I could only imagine what went through your mind. This is just more than pursuing the American dream, I believe. So can you tell me what happened after?
After all that had happened, we still decided to go towards Arizona, and we were only able to travel at night because the U.S. patrols were out trying to find immigrants that were trying to get into the country. It was very hard, very scary, and, very tough.
Thank you for being here and telling us your experience. And I just want to ask you the last question. If you were able to go back in time, do you think you would still have made the decision to come to this country?
Personally, I don't think that what my mom went through was, you know, something that anybody can live with. But unfortunately, you know, back at home, we were also facing many dangers and a lot of crime and, you know, a lot of possibilities of getting killed over there due to crime, violence, and gangs.
So at the end, it was worth it?
Yeah, I can say it was worth it.
Well, Jason, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.